time to get underway with Radio Friendships. Stay tuned as your hosts, Don and Sandra Tipton, share exciting news about what God is doing throughout the world in this missions-minded radio broadcast.
Welcome to Radio Friendships. I think it would be safe to say that we all would like to see truth taught in our public schools. Well, we encourage you to stay tuned today because we have Dr. Hovind from Creation Science Evangelism here to shed some light and expose some lies found in our school textbooks. But also stay tuned to the end of the program because we will be making a phone call to his son, Eric Hovind, about new information from Creation Science Evangelism. But for now, let's go ahead and join Dr. Hovind in a speech already in progress.
Well, welcome to our seminar on lies in the textbooks. Now, some people try to say, well, you Christians are against science. No, I like science. I'm against evolution because it's not part of science. Evolution's a lie. There's no scientific evidence to back up evolution. We'll get into that in just a minute. The Bible says in the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not bear false witness. Don't lie. Proverbs says, a false witness shall not be unpunished. He that speaketh lies shall not escape. God hates liars. Okay? These six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. A lying tongue, then a couple of verses later, a false witness that speaketh lies. Out of the seven things God hates, two of them are liars. He must really hate them. He lists them in there twice. Now, I like science, and I collect public school textbooks. I have hundreds of them from many, many countries, from clear back from 1880, I believe, to 2005, textbooks. I'm not against science. I am, however, against lying to kids. I think any theory should be allowed to be taught, if you don't have to lie to support your theory with false evidence, okay? I think we'll find if we take the lies out of the books, there's nothing left to support evolution. Well, that's their problem. They shouldn't have picked such a dumb theory to begin with, okay? It's not my fault, okay? Now, I'm not against teachers. There are many good godly teachers in the system. There are many good godly principals, many good godly school board members. I'm not against schools. I'm not against school boards. I'm not against teachers. I'm not against textbooks. I'm against lies. Okay, let's just keep it in perspective. Is there anybody here that thinks teachers or textbooks should be allowed to deliberately lie to students for any reason? And I mean deliberately. They might be lying and not know they're lying, okay, but if they're deliberately lying, that shouldn't be allowed, should it? Wisconsin has a law that requires textbooks to be accurate. Texas has a law that says, instructional material shall be factual. Florida has a law that requires accuracy of instructional materials, and the commissioner is responsible to remove books that are not accurate. Well, commissioner, do your job. California says textbooks shall be factually accurate and reflect current and confirmed research. The problem is, none of those states enforce their own laws. This is a textbook from about 100 years ago. It says, God created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. Prayer is a duty, but it's vain to pray without a sincere desire of heart. God governs the world in infinite wisdom. Can you believe that's a public school textbook? Well, here's one today. Evolution is fact, not theory. Birds arose from non-birds and humans from non-humans. No person who pretends to any understanding of the natural world can deny these facts. Wow, something's changed. I was at Chickasaw, Oklahoma a couple of weeks ago. It was supposed to be a debate, but none of the professors would debate me. So they scheduled an evolution seminar 2 days after I was gone. They let me come speak on creation. The student group got me in there. Here's a poster they put up right next to my poster. The poster was inviting people to come to the evolution seminar. Interested in evolution? Well, come on down. Evolution lecture with Dr. Mather and Dr. Ray. It says, hear both sides of the issue. Well, we invited them to debate. They could have heard both sides altogether. Here the kids get 9 months of evolution teaching. I come in for 2 hours and they panic. And then they got to say, hear both sides. Both sides? You're not going to present both sides. You're going to present one side, the evolution side, which is what they already got for 9 months. Their own textbook has one quarter of the book, one entire unit devoted only to evolution teaching. Nothing about creation. Evolution's a dying religion surviving only on tax dollars. It's dead. This textbook has over 100 pages where evolution is talked about. There's not one single mention of creation. So don't tell me they want to hear both sides. They don't. They want to present one view only. It's called indoctrination, not education. Now, is there anybody here that thinks teachers or textbooks should be allowed to use outdated or false information just to get students to believe a theory? Would that be a good idea? No. Okay. Anybody here that thinks teachers that deliberately lie should be fired? Okay. Is there anybody here that thinks textbooks with lies should be banned or the lies torn out of the book? Think that'd be fair? All right. Well, buckle up. Hang on, let's go. It's always amazed me how two people can look at the same thing and come to opposite conclusions of what they are looking at. You know, two people can look at Grand Canyon. One of them believes in evolution. He looks at the canyon and says, wow, look what the Colorado River did for millions and millions of years. The Bible-believing Christian stands there, looks at the same canyon, and says, wow, look what the flood did in about 30 minutes. Now, how was that canyon formed, huh? Textbook says over millions of years, the Colorado River carved the Grand Canyon from solid rock. Oh, now, hold on a second, okay? It's a fact Grand Canyon exists. I've been there a bunch of times, studied. I taught earth science for 15 years. I love studying Grand Canyon. There are two interpretations of how it got there. The evolutionists will say it formed slowly with a little bit of water and lots of time, like, you know, billions of years. The creationists will say, no, it formed quickly by lots of water and a little bit of time, like a big flood in the days of Noah. And the guys who believe in evolution are always trying to erase the line between their interpretation and try to include it as if it is part of the fact. No, it's just your interpretation, guys. This textbook says, the Colorado River has cut through layer upon layer of rock over millions of years. Well, now, hold on a minute. This textbook says, the Colorado River cut through 2,000 meters of rock, exposing sediment layers like huge pages in the Book of Life. Scan the canyon wall from rim to floor and you look back through hundreds of millions of years. I don't think so. I was in a debate one time and this atheist said, you're so stupid. Don't you know it took millions of years to carve the Grand Canyon? I said, well, sir, there's a couple things you ought to learn about Grand Canyon. If you built a dam across Grand Canyon, a huge lake would fill in behind it, covering several states, okay? I mean, take a lot of dirt to build a dam, but if you could build a dam across that canyon, you'd have a really big lake. Actually, some of the water from Wyoming drains through the Grand Canyon. It has a huge drainage pattern. I've flown by and taken lots of pictures. I asked the pilot one time, I said, man, are we going near Grand Canyon? He said, yeah, about 100 miles. I said, can you get permission to, you know, divert and go closer? He said, let me see what I can do. He got permission, and we flew right over the top of the canyon. I'm taking pictures like crazy, you know. Love studying Grand Canyon. I said to this professor, I said, sir, there's a couple things to consider about this canyon. These two red lines indicate what's called the snow line, okay? Between those two red lines is a ridge that gets about 6,900 to 8,500 feet above sea level. Now, the river enters the canyon at the far right over there at 2,800-foot elevation. The river flows downhill for 270 miles, comes out the other side. If you look at it from a side view, a schematic, the river comes in 2,800-foot elevation. The ground rises up while the river goes down for 270 miles. I said, now, sir, there's a few things you ought to consider about this canyon. I said, did you know the top of Grand Canyon is higher than the bottom? He said, obviously. I said, sir, did you know the river only runs through the bottom? He said, well, yeah. I said, sir, did you know the top is higher than where the river enters the canyon by over 4,000 feet? He got a dazed look on his face. I said, sir, did you know rivers don't flow uphill in Tennessee? There's no delta. Where's the mud that washed out of Grand Canyon? Nobody has a clue. That river did not make that canyon. Grand Canyon's a washed out spillway. There used to be two big lakes, Grand Lake and Hopi Lake. The lakes are long gone, but the beaches are still there. You can still see the beach line. They got too full and went over the top and washed out that canyon in a hurry. Any farmer that's ever built a dam to hold water for his cows will tell you, once the water goes over the top of the dam, it's all over with. That's why they guard the levee like crazy during flood seasons, don't they? Get out there with sandbags. You don't want it to even get started. It's gone in a flash. But if you look at Grand Canyon, it's pretty obvious it's a washed out spillway. Almost all rivers around the world come together at what's called acute angles, less than 90 degrees. I mean, the rivers merge and keep going the same, you know, general direction. If you look at Grand Canyon, the rivers on the lower left are indeed merging at acute angles, less than 90 degrees. But if you look at the upper right, the rivers are flowing backwards. Why would they do that? The rivers run backwards, hit the main channel, turn around, and come back out the other way. It's called a barbed canyon. There aren't many places like this on the planet. Well, this is evidence that a lake is draining, and as the water's running off the spillway backwards into the channel, it turns around off the dam. Water runs off the dam into the low place, turns around, and comes back out through the crack, through the breach in the dam. Grand Canyon was not made by the Colorado River over millions of years. That is one of the lies you kids are going to face in your textbook. It's just not geophysically possible for that to happen. Now, you know it's possible for two people to be looking at the same thing, and one of them is getting the wrong idea of what he's looking at. The Bible warned us that was going to happen. Knowing this first, there shall come in the last days scoffers. Did you know there are people that scoff at the Bible? I deal with them on a regular basis. I attract them like a lightning rod. They scoff, it says, because of their lust. There's no scientific reason for them to reject the Bible. They just don't like that book because it chaps their hide. We don't want God telling us what to do. Okay? Arthur Keith said, evolution is unproved and unprovable. We believe it because the only alternative is special creation, and that is unthinkable. Bible says they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. For this cause, God shall send them strong delusion. Anybody that believes they evolved from a rock 4.6 billion years ago, I would say, is strongly deluded. You would have to have help to be that dumb. You could not do it on your own. You'd have to have years of training and conditioning to believe such a silly idea. Hey, is it possible for a person to go insane? I mean, absolutely loony? Oh, yeah, it happens, doesn't it? Okay. Is it possible for an entire group of people to go insane? Can you imagine over 900 people drinking poison Kool-Aid and killing themselves? A whole group went insane. Is it possible for an entire nation to go insane? You know, like millions and millions of people go just plain old nut? Oh, it's happened, folks. Hey, is it possible for the entire world to go insane? Well, the Bible says the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. I think we're living in a time when just about the whole world has gone nuts. They believe they come from a rock 4.6 billion years ago. How dumb can you get?
Well, that's where we're going to end today. But please keep your ears open for more of the series of Dr. Hovind's Lies in the Textbook. Well, the reason we cut it short is we thought it would be a good idea to call back. You may remember Eric Hovind, his son, being on the program before. Well, we thought we'd call him back and just talk with him for a little bit. So hold on just a second.
Hello, this is Eric.
Hi, Eric. How are you doing? This is Jeff from Friendships.
Hey, Jeff. Doing well. How about yourself?
Very good. Well, Eric, we wanted to get you back because we're airing some of your father's lectures, and more specifically, the one about lies in the textbooks. And I got to tell you, Eric, we had such a good response to your programs last time. Matter of fact, they were very heavily downloaded from our podcast, that we wanted to get you back because you had mentioned something about a special opportunity coming up in September, and here we are in September, so I wanted to know if you could tell us a little bit about that.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
Well, Eric, you know, I have to admit, I'm now a frequent flyer of your website, and on there, I noticed that you have a pre-release of the movie Expelled. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, the producers of Expelled are getting ready to launch it on DVD, and they contacted our ministry and said, hey, would you guys be interested in pre-releasing this for us, along with a couple other organizations? And so we said, yeah, we'd be obliged to do that, and we are having the opportunity to pre-release Expelled. What you do, if you go to our website, which is drdino.com, on the front page there, we have the pre-release information on Expelled. You can get it. Normal retail is $26.99. You can get it plus another two-hour DVD called Confronting Evolution. And that one is normally $24.95. You can get both of them for $24.95 if you pre-order it. So,
why don't we tell listeners a little bit, because, you know, a lot of people heard about this movie but didn't get the opportunity to see it while it was in the theaters. Well, you know, I sent my wife not too long ago to try and find it in the rental stores. It's not there yet.
No, it's not. It hasn't been released, so they're being very careful with it. The producers really wanted to tell the story of some individuals that have just simply questioned Darwinian evolution. They haven't said, yeah, there's no way, I'm a creationist now, but they have said, you know, I don't know if Darwinian evolution explains where life came from.
Mm-hmm.
So he's thinking that. He's thinking, well, I don't know if that's where life came from. And because of that, he gets expelled from teaching where he teaches, or he gets demoted, or literally fired. And so this has happened on numerous occasions, and the producers had approached Ben Stein several years ago about possibly working with them on this documentary, and he said yes. And so he goes around and he talks to these different professors that have been quite literally expelled. He also talks to professors who are very staunch evolutionists and were willing to say, yeah, we don't want any rival theory being taught. They admit, like, it's only a theory, and we don't want any competition. That's our goal here. We don't want any competition. So,
Absolutely great movie. It is for children, I'd say teenagers on up, for adults also. It was a fantastic movie.
It really is good. At the end, I was in California speaking whenever the movie came out, so we took the audience out to see the movie right after the show.
Wow.
And standing ovation, and apparently around America in different theaters, there were standing ovations of people saying, wow, that's exactly what I thought. Yeah. Man, that's amazing.
Yes. So, well, it doesn't end there, because not only were you blessed with being able to pre-release this, there's also something else that comes with that.
Yeah, you get a free DVD. If you order it from us, we're giving away basically giving you a discount on that DVD and giving you a free DVD if you'd like it. the 3D is called Confronting Evolution. It's a DVD we've worked on for about 6 months now, really giving the highlights, the best of the best from our 18-hour seminar series. We've taken and whittled it down to 2 hours of nothing but the good stuff, along with some special features and a very, very clear gospel presentation. Our goal is for people to use those DVDs as tracks. Copy them. You know, again, there's no copyright against free distribution on our materials. We're not trying to build a mansion. We're trying to win a war. That's our goal, is to get this material into the hands of individuals, because it simply changes lives.
Now, there's something else that is available now through you guys. We're talking about Creation Science Evangelism, and the website, again, is drdino.com.
Right.
Well, tell us about the ebook.
Yeah, if your listeners would like to get a free offer, we have an ebook that we'll give you. If you go to drdino.com/radio, drdino.com/radio, you can download a free ebook right there called Are You Being Brainwashed? Also, I want to say that we have another ebook that we just released that my dad wrote called Help, I'm a Public School Science Student.
Yes, that's what we're interested in. Is that available as we speak?
That is. It's actually already up online, and it's an ebook. It's available for half price, so you get it for $5. Since it's an ebook and it hasn't been released from the printers yet, but that is another really, really good one. It's written in an email conversation between my dad, Dr. Hoven, and a student in earth science class. How do you handle your teacher? How do you make sure that you're a good student before you go, you know, presenting yourself as a Christian? All these things are laid out in this ebook, Help, I'm a Public School Earth Science Student, and it really is good. So if you go to our website, I'm going there right now, you go to our website, you can see the Help book. If you type, go to website, drdenner.com, and then go to the shopping tab and type in the search, the word Help. And that book will be one of the ones that comes.
Sounds like some good practical tools that we can equip our children with.
That's our goal, because the bottom line is, I don't know if I told you this statistic last time, 85% of kids who grow up in a Christian home and then attend a secular university will reject their faith after 1 year of college, leaving the church, leaving God's word as authority in favor of this idea that we all evolve from a rock.
Yeah.
Not very wise.
It's tragic. You know, there is something else. Eric, I know that we have your permission because nothing's copyrighted on your website, but we are taking some little bits of some of your father's speeches, one of the lectures there on lies in the textbook. And I thought it was very interesting the way he approaches this. He says that he's not against evolution being in the school. He's not for creation being in the school. He's not against teachers. He's against the lies in the textbook.
Exactly. And really, you know, that's the only approach that's going to work. Here's why. We've had lots of people try to sue the school system and say, we want creation in the public schools. That will not happen because they've already got that right. We've got another book, Dwayne Gish, a great book concerning that, how you're allowed to teach creation science in the public schools. It's on our website. It's only $4.50. Teaching creation science in public schools, and that is a great one to show. Look, you are allowed in the public education system to teach creation. Now, you cannot use creation to proselytize the students. You can't try to convert them to Christianity. But you are allowed to show them the different historical and scientific information to support both claims. Another thing, the public school students need to know this. So if you know somebody in public school, especially if they're being taught evolution, if the public school student asks a question to the teacher, teacher, do you believe in the Big Bang? Or teacher, do you believe we evolved from monkeys? That student has just given the teacher the ability to step into and talk about creation. Power is with the student. The teacher cannot initiate that. The student can.
Now, is that throughout the United States, or do the laws vary state to state?
As of right now, from my understanding, it's true throughout the United States. Now, they are trying to make that not allowable. For example, Florida, in January, I was in Tallahassee, Florida, when the state school board voted in the new science standards. The new science standards said evolution is the underlying principle for all of biology. And from third grade on out, they're teaching, look, you can't learn about biology unless you learn about evolution. Now there's a big question. Okay, can the teacher still talk about or discuss the strengths and weaknesses of evolution theory? And there's some laws and some things trying to be passed, some legislative act trying to be passed to say, look, we want to make sure we keep the teacher's ability to have academic freedom.
Eric, I think a lot of this, we're experiencing a lot of these problems because the Christians in the past, when they were faced with some of these doctrines, did nothing. And we're facing that again today. Now, we're not talking about getting involved in a big political upheaval. What we're talking about is standing for truth. It's so important on this day and age, probably the most important time to stand for truth.
Yeah, today, from statistics that I've read, 90% of churches, I'll repeat that, 90% of churches do not support the biblical account of creation. Do not support God made the world about 6,000 years ago in seven 24-hour days.
How is this happening?
Exactly. The Word of God is being undermined, and the best place to undermine it, and Satan knows this, is to start with Genesis. Because Genesis is the foundational book to the rest of the Bible.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, I'm not going to believe the first 11 chapters of Genesis. Well, then, my goodness, what else are you not going to believe?
Yeah.
Now we get to pick and choose what we really want to believe. You know, if we don't really want to believe that children have to obey their parents, well, then we just don't believe it. If we don't really want to believe that adultery is wrong, well, then we just don't believe that. And what's happening is we create a God and we create a creator in our minds who is a figment of our imagination. And that creator doesn't exist. There is one creator God. He is the God of the Bible. He is the one who created the world and all things that are therein. And he is the God that you and I are supposed to serve 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's the way it's supposed to go.
It's a reasonable response to a king of such glory anyways.
It is. And when we think of any other king or any other god, we're breaking the second commandment.
Yeah.
Making a god to suit our own needs rather than serving the one true God.
Well, Eric, let's talk about this one more time so people really, because I have a feeling people are really going to want to take advantage of this. Why don't you tell us about the pre-release of Expelled and the books as well, the e-books.
Yeah, the producers of Expelled have given us the opportunity to pre-release the DVD. You can go to our website, drdino.com, and right there on the front page of drdino.com is a little advertisement for the movie Expelled. Retail value on it is $26.99. If you get it from us pre-release, we'll give you that movie plus another two-hour movie that was just done called Confronting Evolution. And that is a great one. We'll send the Confronting Evolution to you right now. And then when Expelled comes out, when it's released, we will ship that one to you. You can get both DVDs, normally almost $52. You can get them for $24.95 through the website. Also, if you want to take advantage of a free offer, you can either call our ministry at 850-479-3466. That's our number. Or if you're inside the U.S., toll-free, 877-479-3466. Call our ministry, and we will email you a book called Are You Being Brainwashed? Or you can do the same thing by going to drdino.com/radio and take advantage and get that book for free.
Okay. And again, a lot of you may be driving in your car. We had a lot of information very fast there. So if you have any questions about any of that, you can call us here at 337-433-5022. We'll get that for you. It's not a problem. We'll make all that information available to you. Even if you're not interested, it doesn't really catch your interest, the Expelled movie, I highly recommend that you go to this website, drdino.com. It is full of a wealth of information. Again, it's all copyright free, so you can do with it as you like and use it to inform your children, inform yourself. We are living in an age where this is vitally important. Thank you so much for joining us again, Eric. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you. God bless you guys today.
Thank you. And we'd like to invite you all back here on Radio Friendships and keep your ears open for more of these programs on lies in the textbooks. But until next time, have a great day and God bless.
Thank you for listening to the Friendships broadcast today. Don and Sandra Tipton invite you to join them again next time as we stand in awe of the great God we serve. Friendships is based at Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. For information about Friendships Unlimited, dial 337-433-5022 or go on the internet to friendships.org.